Being an interpreter is one of the world's more high-pressure jobs and one not widely appreciated in Australia. But in China, barely an international meeting can take place without one. And some high-profile interpreters have taken on a cult following among the country's millions of English students. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Mr. Bill Gates.
At a ritzy Beijing ballroom, the world's richest man is about to take the stage. Bill Gates is in town to talk about toilets. And in a booth off to the side of the stage, Rex Chen is making sure his message isn't lost in translation.
Globally, there are 2.4 billion people who are still without safe and sanitary toilet facilities.
Rarely can an international meeting happen in China without interpreters. And visiting Australian politicians have been known to bamboozle a few local translators with their off-the-cuff comments. Former Minister Barnaby Joyce kept referring to a battered salve during a business breakfast in Beijing 3 years ago, which the interpreter eventually translated as a hot dog. Rex Chen.
And when you go to interpreting school, there's always one trick that they tell you. And the teacher is not always serious when they say it, but they tell you, if you hear a joke that doesn't translate, just say, the speaker just told a joke, please laugh.
But jokes aside, interpreters face huge pressure when translating for national leaders. Melbourne-based Charles Chin has been the intermediary for four Australian prime ministers in China.
It is a very high-pressure job. You have to listen very, very carefully.
And he said one of the hardest roles was interpreting for a prime minister who could speak Chinese.
Former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, and we all know that he speaks Chinese, and difficult part for me is that he has certain preferences of the words in English and in Chinese, and as an interpreter, I have my own way, and if the words I was using was not to the words he was thinking, he would come back again and again. And again.
The top interpreters in China have high profiles, none more so than Zheng Lu, the interpreter for the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. She's lauded online for her beautiful translations of Chinese idioms at media conferences.
Half of the people who have embarked on a 100-mile journey may fall by the wayside.
Insiders say the translations are actually prepared in advance and not translated on the fly like they appear. With English spoken so widely around the world, the talent of interpreters is perhaps not as widely appreciated in Australia as it is in China. But with such a big focus on Asian languages now, interpreters like Charles Chin hope in future more Australians can translate for their leaders when visiting China.
People from another country, they may speak their own mother tongue, they may speak English, but it's much more than just speaking two languages to be a good interpreter or translator.
And with China's rise presenting such an opportunity and a challenge to Australia, never has it been more important to make sure the message isn't lost in translation.
Bill Birtles reporting.